The United States has begun an airlift of al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners from Afghanistan to the U.S. military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. 20 shackled and hooded prisoners were placed aboard a C-17 transport plane at the Kandahar airport yesterday for the 8,000-mile flight. Hundreds more detainees are expected to be transferred in the coming days and weeks. In Kabul, the Afghan capital, the disarmament of anti-Taliban fighters continues as British members of the International Peacekeeping Force assume more responsibility for security in the city. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Kabul. Mike, yesterday's prisoner airlift did not go off without incident.
No, Bob, it didn't. As the C-17 was taking off from Kandahar Airport, some small arms fire broke out. It's not clear. It doesn't seem that the fire was directed at the plane, but it was directed at the Marine base at the airport, and the Marines returned fire fairly heavily, we have reports. And the firefight lasted for a little while. So far as I know, the U.S. forces there have not determined just who initiated this firefight.
What's the latest on the security situation in Kabul?
Well, the security situation in Kabul, in contrast to the situation in Kandahar, seems pretty good. We're in the third day of a three-day period of disarming the soldiers of the Northern Alliance who seized Kabul after the collapse of the Taliban. And up to a few days ago, men with guns, automatic rifles, and rocket-launched grenades were walking throughout the city. I took a tour of the city just a couple of hours ago, and there are no guns visible on the streets of Kabul right now. There are a lot of uniformed men, but they're not carrying their guns. So the situation looks like it's getting better. The deadline for this disarmament of the city is the end of today, today, Friday. And so by tomorrow, we should see whether, in fact, that has been accomplished.
What about the political situation in Afghanistan?
Well, the political situation in Afghanistan is uneasy. In part, this disarmament of the Northern Alliance forces in Kabul can be seen as a test of the interim leader of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, who is here in Kabul. He issued an appeal for this disarmament to take place a couple of days ago. It looks like it's going to go smoothly, and therefore it looks like at least the forces that are here, at least in Kabul, are supporting Karzai and his efforts to implement the Bonn Agreement on an interim government in Afghanistan. But that's just Kabul. Elsewhere, we get reports that are where things are much less secure and much less clear. And so we can say at this point that maybe the stability may start from Kabul. How far it gets, it's hard to say.
What do you know about the situation outside Kabul?
Well, you hear reports from Jalalabad and Kandahar and other parts of Afghanistan of lawlessness. Still, there are many men with guns. I drove in from the Bagram Air Base about 35 miles north of Kabul yesterday, and all along the route there are checkpoints and men with arms. There are well in evidence in the north in Mazar-e-Sharif. There are a lot of reports of crime and lawlessness, particularly in Jalalabad. A lot of journalists have had a hard time there. So it doesn't seem like the security situation outside of Kabul is notably better.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Kabul.